Tell me what you've got in store for Earth Day.
So we were gifted the Jane Goodall Reasons for Hope exhibit from Science North a couple months ago. So we have that set up in our art gallery on the lower level, and it is several interactive stations all representing a different pillar of Jane Goodall's Reasons for Hope. They highlight small and large projects around the world and ways that people can get involved to help combat climate change and environmental issues, really, really big projects. And then we're going to focus on Earth Day this year on the local heroes pillar of hope and what kind of your average person can do around their home to be more environmentally friendly. So we have a scrapbook where we're asking anyone from the community to come in and add their own personal story or kind of their plan for how they want to live maybe a bit more sustainably or environmentally friendly. We've got all kinds of art supplies that we're going to set up. So people can just come in and draw pictures, write out maybe a little story about their garden that they're hoping to do this summer, maybe different ideas of things they do to live a little bit more sustainably. And we're going to compile it all into a scrapbook, and that is going to become part of the local heroes display in our exhibit.
I guess the underlying message is anyone can be a local hero, and don't think that what you're doing for the earth is too small to include.
Exactly. Any small act can make an impact, right? So that's kind of the overall message of Jane Goodall's Reasons for Hope. It's a book, it's a movie, it's kind of a new initiative she's launching, and it's how individuals, any change that we do can make a big impact. So we wanted to highlight that feature.
So the one lone little sunflower that I plant every year, that's my way of helping the earth.
Exactly. The birds could profit from that. You can profit from that. Squirrels are going to come in and steal your seeds, and then they're going to plant them somewhere else, and someone else is going to have sunflowers. So, yeah, we're all connected, right?
Right. Anything you want to add to any of this?
So we've got it set up starting today. It'll be up for the rest of the month. It's not just a one day program. Drop in anytime during library hours. It's available for everyone, young and old, families. Come and participate. Check out the entire exhibit. It's really beautiful.
When is Earth Day itself?
Earth Day is April 22nd.